You're staying around to see action item
Yes, sir.
Number 13. Report and possible discussion on Temple Belton Regional Sewer System Update.
This also is a report, directors. There's no action item on this. This is something we've been to you before. There was a lot of interest in this item, and we've come back to you basically to give you an update on where we are with the site work that we've done. We have several phases in this project. The first phase is basically obtaining the site and doing the due diligence work on the site. And one of the things that we've done is we have several of these milestones that we've hit associated with this that were outlined in a 2007 engineering report that we had done. And you guys approved us working on this expansion of this site to the tune of $5 million, up to $5 million. So where we are right now is this. We've done the land acquisition and engineering services agreement amongst the parties, and we've signed all of that. We have selected an engineering group and KPA engineers, which are based out of Temple, to actually do the design work. We are almost finished with signing an agreement on that part of it. We have worked with Malcolm Perney to do a phase one environmental site assessment, and we've had the results of that come back, and it's basically said they don't see anything in particular on there yet, but they need to do a phase two environmental site assessment to be able to ensure that there's not something wrong with the site. And granted, let's refresh our memories, the expansion will take place onto an adjacent piece of property next to the existing Temple Belton facility, which is an existing remediated Superfund site. Next slide. Oh, yeah. Go two slides forward, please, real quick. Phil's talking about the map slide. Diligent stutter-stepping on us a little bit right now. One more, please. This is the land that we're talking about here. This is the existing site, and this over here is where the composting operation is for this wastewater site, and an expansion would go here on this east corner of this land, right across the road from where the actual Superfund activity and the remedial activity all took place over here. This is where it was a rock wool site. Over here was mostly open space. It wasn't ever process area, but it was under the same ownership, so it's included as a part of the site. All right, so go back two slides, please. All right. Perney is going down there, the road of we need to do the phase two environmental site assessment, and we're working the scope on the environmental site assessment for phase two. We've done an endangered species and a wetlands assessment, and both of those are completed, so we're good to go on that front. They've also talked to the Texas Historical Commission about an archaeological review. They've done their due diligence, and they've come back and said we won't have to do an extensive archaeological review based on the site analysis that they've done to date. So that's done. Next slide, please. So for the rest of the fiscal year, we'll try to finish getting KPA under contract so that we can begin the design activities. We'll do the phase two environmental site assessment and anything else we need to do to make sure that the environmental clean bill of health is there for us to be able to move forward. We're also going an extra step, and we're asking the engineers to look at doing the expansion within the existing footprint of the site. So just in case there is something on that expansion lands, we've got an alternate plan so we don't lose any time. That they've got a contingency for us to be able to do an expansion within the existing footprint of the site. Once we've done that, if you'll go back to the discussion that some of you had when we first talked about this, you'll remember that the city of Belton currently, they have obtained the site through a sale on the courthouse steps because of tax liens that were on the property. They have not actually taken the site, the control of the site yet completely in completeness, because there is a provision in the law that allows the landowner a certain period of time to come back and redeem the site. So until that time period has passed, it will not be safe for the project to try to obtain the property from the city of Belton for the project, for the wastewater project. We will do that when the time is right. In the meantime, we'll finish doing our due diligence so that the land has a clean bill of health. There's not any other liens other than the ones that the EPA and the TCEQ have on the site, and that Belton, it was correct that they could actually remove those liens. So we have a clean title to the property. And then we'll be able to purchase the tract. The other thing that we'll do by the end of the year is We will have to issue debt on the behalf of the cities of Temple and the cities of Belton to do this expansion project. We will not be able to do that additional debt without coming up with a new operating agreement for the cities. There's several things that are involved in our old agreement. It's one of these agreements that's 20-plus years old, and if you read it, you need your Dick Tracy decoder ring to be able to understand some of the older provisions of that contract. It's got some very obtuse language in it. We'd like to update that language. We would like to make it more current, like our contracts that we have now. That contract does not have a management fee associated with the O&M of that project. We'd like to see a management fee associated with that for BRA. So we'll have to go through and begin that negotiation. We expect that that may take 9 months to 12 months to be able to get that done, because there's some significant issues between the two cities that will get smoked out when we have that discussion. And that really is the biggest thing. Go ahead, two slides, please. Okay, next one, please. Okay, this is the land that we were talking about over here, and that, just so you'll kind of get a layout of the land, that's looking north and west of the site, and the river is down here. Thank you. Y'all have any questions?
Good job, John. Thank you.